just old-fashioned cabinets. They're not like built-in cabinets that we have now. We could just move them about, you know. And they were some that my father made. And we would store our canned food in there.
Do you know of anybody?
No pantry. No pantry. No closet. Mm. There wasn't a closet in the whole house.
You had a lot of old, worthless things that you were gonna throw away. What term would you use for that? What would you call it?
Antiques.
That's what they call it today, isn't it?
And I wish we had some of those old antiques that we throw away, because we could get a lot of money out of them now.
Oh, you could now, that's for
we
sure.
We got tired of them. We want new things, you know, new modern things as they come along. Mm. We did that for quite a while, we sure did.
Had a room to store all your odds and ends, the things that you didn't have any place else to put them. What kind of, what would you call that room? If you had, You didn't have a room like that?
No, we didn't. Mm-hmm. We used to have what they call real old fashioned wardrobes. Mm-hmm. And, they sure did look old timey. People then concoct and make things because they didn't have the tools to make them with, I guess. All they had was a saw and a hammer. And so we'd store a lot of things in those real, we call them wardrobes. Mm-hmm. And probably some of them was almost as large as closets are now. And we store things in there, pack it up.
Never enough room for everything, is it?
That's right.
Right. Well, what would you be doing if you were sweeping the floor this morning? What term would you use for that?
Well, I don't get up so early anymore since I live alone, but usually around about 10 o'clock I try to get, you know, everything cleaned up or straightened up, bed made up. And it's always something that I have planned for each day. I love visiting the sick. And I do quite a bit of writing, like cards and writing to friends and shut-ins mostly. I really enjoy that. And I enjoy doing church work. But I'm not a member of any club other than Ladies Aid Society of the church. Mm-hmm. And I love shopping. Well, I love to drive, but not in heavy traffic.
I can understand why. If you were gonna sweep this floor, what would you use to sweep it with?
A silver bark broom now, but we used to sweep them with a straw broom. But I have a straw broom, real old-fashioned straw. Mm. You know, we call it broom sage. Mm. Grow it out, you know, in the field. And a neighbor of mine passed away last year. And just before he passed away, he made me a broom. And I have it in the closet.
Oh,
I often sweep the porch with it.
Hmm.
You know, you tie it with a string. And all broom sage, after it gets dried, has fuss on it, you know. And so you have to beat it and clean it. And he did all that. And just a few weeks before he passed away. And I really appreciate that. I'm taking good care of it.
I would. If you took that broom sage, and well, let's say, I'll tell you how we do it. Let's say you put it, this was closed,